radio show. Oh no, radio. Oh no, radio show. Oh no, radio show. Oh no, radio show. Oh no.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the Oh No Radio Show.
Oh.
No. I'm here. I'm your host, Owen, as I'm sure you remember. Probably not very delightfully.
Or if you're new, welcome to Owen's Sexy World of Radio.
Exactly. Tonight with me is, of course, Duncan.
Goddamn right.
The co-host who's abandoning me for the great wide plains of the world.
Yeah. For like really half of North America.
And the guy that I guess is going to be replacing him, hi.
You know, I'll do a thing.
So yeah, we're here tonight in Scumbag Studios with another edition of the Oh No Radio Show. It's been how long, Duncan? It's been a little longer than we like, I think.
Probably.
A week or so, but
I don't even know. And it's not as long as it's about to be. I think that's all that we know.
I think you've lost track of time ever since you realized you're going on tour and you're abandoning us. You're abandoning.
I feel bad about that. You stop making it seem like it's something that I'm I am happy about, but I'm not happy about leaving the show.
We have not addressed it in all
we
these
haven't.
Episodes, and I figured that
for
that,
like five shows,
five shows now, and I.
So, anyways.
I feel like we should. Duncan is indeed going to be leaving us
temporarily,
and well, maybe permanently.
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet. And yeah, it's going to be strange not having the old. what are you? You the Lord of the Scumbags these days?
What's
your ranking?
We need to
sit down and figure out the ranking system again.
I really think we do. Well, I was King of the Scumbags, but there may have been some sort of
transcendental. Is Lord a promotion?
I don't know. I think it depends on if we're speaking in like Lord of the Rings speak. Or if we're...
It depends on what vernacular we're using. Yeah. Okay.
What's the context?
I like Tolkien speak. That works for me.
I feel like Lord of the Scumbags...
ranks above a king. See, yeah. I feel like a king ranks above a lord.
But, well, you are correct in like the oldie Englishy.
Right.
You don't pronounce the E's.
Shut the fuck up. I do what I want. I know
oldie
you don't pronounce.
Oldie Englishy.
Yeah, exactly. I also think that Lord of the Scumbags would supersede the Pope of the Scumbags, and that's not accurate.
Pope is more of like a religious direction. Though,
I know,
you
know? But if
it's,
we're
it's,
speaking...
It's like the guidance like of the...
Yeah.
It's the spreading of the word of the scumbaggery, and I feel like... If anything, scumbaggery is more of a religion than anything. You know, I mean, it's
definitely.
I think. Honestly,
oh, man.
When it comes down to it, maybe we're not any of us kings or lords. Maybe we are all members of the Church of the Scumbag.
Yeah, but and even all churches have a hierarchy.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that
so
maybe
do we treat
adopt
this
as the hierarchy for, you know.
It's, so we're going with the Vatican standard of...
I wanted to be Scummy the White.
Scummy the White?
I thought that was really...
You'd probably be like Scummy the Orange.
Well.
Scummy white. The Green.
Yeah.
Is that green. How it works? Is there color? I don't know the color system. What's that all about?
Well, I mean, if you're really going with fantasy, you could pretty much just make it up.
Oh, you're talking about
he's
like
talking
Gandalf
Tolkien-y.
The Grey.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm talking about no. If,
Gandalf
if we're going,
White.
If we're going with a true system of scumbaggery,
then we adopt
then we adopt like a Vatican sort of like what do they have? They have
the Pope,
like,
cardinals,
like cardinals and bishops and all that stuff,
and rooks and pawns. Oh wait, that's chess. That's
right.
Different.
Oh
that's,
yeah.
That's something different.
But no, how do you feel about that?
I'm more okay with that. I am okay with that.
Because
the reason, if you will recall, the reason for king and then pope was because of the separation of church and state.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure that that matters anymore.
I don't think it does. I think they have almost melded into a universal scum.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. What do
you think?
I think
the two. I think the two factions of scumbaggery have merged into one. It's kind of like we need a unified heavyweight champion.
That does make sense.
And we could also go with wrestling hierarchy as well. We have the world heavyweight champion. Or the
Can I just be the Intercontinental Champion, the please? And at least give me the cruiserweight as like
a consolation.
Yeah.
No, you have to start as the cruiserweight, and then you have to beat the.
Do
you
have
to wait till the
anymore?
Paper.
They don't have the cruiserweight division anymore.
No, but
they
really should. Like
that was fun back in the day.
It was.
And it got to wrestling talk in what was that? Five,
I don't know.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well. Shut up.
I'm a scum wizard.
You're a scum wizard.
Ty's still on scum wizardry.
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's not a bad system. I feel like there always needs to be multiple systems in case one collapses.
Okay. All right. I don't mind that.
So we'll figure that out.
Well, we need to really have a sit-down meeting about this.
Right, absolutely.
At some point because, you know, it's breaking up the show, as you can hear.
It's not breaking up the show.
Well, it clearly is because we need to have a sit-down for when you're gone, who fills in for Cardinal of the Scumbags.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, there are many, many scumbag cardinals.
Well, I suppose that's true.
Because the Cardinals, if you know anything about the Vatican, which I'm sure you probably know a little bit more than you let on, but there's the whole College of the Cardinals where there's a whole fucking lot of them, and then they lock them in a room and they make them vote on the new pope.
Oh, right on. Yeah, okay.
And that's where the black smoke,
that's
white smoke,
comes from,
dumb
huh?
shit comes from. Yeah.
Got it.
I read the goddamn Da Vinci Code. Was it the Da Vinci Code?
Well, maybe if you're lucky, we will have Scott... you know, from time to time in Duncan's absence.
Absolutely, I think.
And we do intend to keep the podcast going.
I'm
going to
be phoning it in, folks. I'm going to be calling. I don't give a shit if I'm backstage. I will be calling.
You know he's going to hang up on you.
I know, but that's...
I can't wait for the first time either. It's going to be great.
You know what's funny is you haven't... You didn't hang up on me the first time I called in.
When was that? Like months ago?
That was when I called in.
It was probably just after I paid the phone bill.
Probably.
So I was excited to use the phone. Like, oh, it works.
No, I went to that tattoo convention in Jacksonville, and I called it.
Oh yeah,
called
I didn't
it
hang
in
up
from
on
the
you,
parking
you're
lot.
Right,
yeah,
you're right.
You did not hang up on me, but yeah, no, I know you'll hang up on me. But the point is I, being the good co-host that I am, even in my absence, I am going to contribute to the show by bringing guests. On the mobile side, because it's time to go mobile.
It's time to go mobile. Oh,
so
man, I wasn't ready.
What we're going to be doing is I will be pulling people
from the road, calling
from the
in.
Road.
All
yeah.
right, all right. Well, as long as it's not like dumb shits that don't have anything to say. I mean, I hope
please.
You do a little.
Do you think I don't have a screening process? Do you think I
do
don't
a little
vet
screening?
These people?
Yeah, come on, vet them. You know, work them out. You know, maybe give me
I'm
a couple
sure
of things
pre-game.
About who these yeah. people are before I talk with them.
Yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
And then we can move from there. We can do some. I like that. We can do road interviews.
Yeah.
You know,
dude, I'm in a lot of cities for multiple days at a time. Like, I'm not in any one city for one night. So
get me a Denny's waitress, and you're still the co-host. That is your goal. You have to get me at least one Denny's waitress before you return home. Or you're not the co-host of the show anymore.
All right. I'll see what I can do. And I don't think that rule's going to stand because you'll probably forget it. But
I'm in. No. Do you realize how much I want to talk to a Denny's waitress?
Have you never talked to a Denny's waitress before?
No. On the podcast, I want to ask her things she's never been asked before or that could be asked at a Denny's.
I mean, all right.
I mean, think about it.
Oh.
What type of person is the person that's the Denny's waitress, right? She's got a hard life. Single mother?
Probably.
All right. No, see, I think you want the good interview. You got to go to Waffle House waitress.
Oh, yeah, we can go with I want to know about these people's hopes and
what you're
dreams.
Saying, what you're saying
what
is
they
we
wanted
need...
to be before they became the Waffle House waitress.
We
or
need
the
a,
Denny's...
we what you need is a 24-hour food establishment, not fast food. But a 24-hour sit-down,
yeah.
be it IHOP,
yeah.
Denny's,
I'll
be
take
it a truck
any.
Stop.
Yep. I'll take all of them.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Challenge accepted.
I think that will be a good one for the show.
I don't think it would actually be too hard either.
No, it won't.
No.
It won't.
No.
Because they know they're going to get a good tip out of it. And,
yeah.
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 And what's done is done. Anyway, since we haven't talked about anything that's going on in the world or our worlds, apart from, you know, you going away on tour, I did have a few things written down in the old Bible,
which
I pulled out.
Let's hear it. You mentioned something earlier that intrigued me. A couple things that just bummed me out.
Well, there's a couple of them. On the porch, we were talking very quickly. I wanted to mention this. Just this isn't even on the podcast. This is between me and Ty. Do you know that they are actually like 100% going to be doing the Breaking Bad spinoff with Saul Goodman?
It's Saul. Yeah, I heard about
this. It's happening, man. Yeah. It's happening.
I don't know how it's. I have no idea what the actual vision is behind it, but
the idea is it's called Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul,
which makes complete sense. And for those of you who don't know, yes, it is Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad, played by Bob Odenkirk, yeah. And he's the shady lawyer that, you know, Walter White uses, and he's getting his own show, and it's very comedic. It's
Better Call Saul.
Apparently, the lighter side of Breaking Bad is what they're calling it. And it's going to be very funny because they had an intense argument between multiple studios about what was going to happen with this show. They had all kind of signed on to it, but no one really knew where the show was going. AMC wasn't necessarily going to pick this show up. Lo and behold, like Netflix happened, you know.
Yeah.
They were in the bidding, but AMC said no, and they actually, you know, took it back. And they want to do it, and the idea is it's kind of almost a knock on AMC shows. It's a joke on the typical AMC show. Is it's going to be kind of a
interesting
self-parody idea. Ah. With everything wrapped into it. That's why it was so hard to explain. I'm sorry.
Aren't they actually going to have episodes of that where the shit happens, like in Breaking Bad, the shit happens?
From what I've heard, they might try and... I don't know. There's certainly going to be times.
I have a feeling the universe is going to connect.
The universes are definitely going to connect, and I think that their timelines are at least going to remain the same. You know, like you're not gonna see something out of place in that show with the new show. So, anyway, I thought it was worth mentioning.
No,
it's for me, and I know a lot of people with what's going on with Breaking Bad now. Losing the show is gonna suck.
Yeah.
So having something to look forward to that's in the same universe is kind of fucking cool, and I'll go with it. I am an awful host tonight, but you guys are giving me shit, so I'm just gonna keep talking.
Who's giving you shit?
You aren't giving me shit, I should say.
I mean, I can crap in one hand and do something
and
else.
And put it on
other.
My desk, because that's about what you're doing right now, Ty.
I was kind of thinking about it. I can make some art.
It's just funny, you usually get mad if we try and interrupt you, so we were trying to let you finish your thought.
Nope.
Nope.
It's not how it goes, Duncan.
I know what we need.
We need to bounce back and forth. There's been no bouncing. We got no bouncing.
You know, we had some bounce.
There's no bouncing.
You know what to do for the bounce. I'm just saying.
I feel like Ty might be right on this one. Ty's not always right.
Duncan's going to get
usually
mad.
Usually Ty is wrong.
He shouldn't.
Wait, sometimes Ty is absolutely right when it comes to getting the bounce on.
The bounce on.
And,
you know what? Hold on.
It's so bouncy.
You mentioned something that has piqued my interest since you said it.
What?
I want to hear about Asians and gambling.
We're going to get to Asians and gambling.
Let the
bouncing commence.
Well, I'm trying to bounce you, motherfucker.
It's bounce time.
Say.
It's bounce time?
It's bounce time.
Play that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ty might have found the most ridiculous music video made of all time.
This beat is fucking dope.
This
beat is dope.
It's by a guy named Major Lazer.
Major Lazer.
And it's called Bubble Butt.
I feel like you're behind on not knowing. You should know about Bubble Butt.
I did not know about this. Duncan, have you seen this?
What makes you think I would see something like this, first of all?
I would hope, too. Well,
at the beginning of the video, they're basically a couple of skanks talking and being skanks.
They're being, you know, oh, you're a whore.
Oh, you're a whore.
Man, what are you doing?
But didn't it start with, like, saying that 2 Chainz and fucking Bruno Mars are on this video?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Bruno Mars is technically on this.
Best thing Bruno Mars has ever done.
So there's a bunch of white girls.
They wish they had bubble butts.
Yeah, they want bubble butts, but they don't have them. They're trying to be all hoary, so that then the bubble butt.
It's the Super Saiyan of butts.
Hero comes in.
Cool.
That's what she is, really. I mean, she's
the butt Super Saiyan. Like, you know, if you want a Dragon Ball. Look at that butt.
It's incredible.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, she...
Now the big
There's
bubble...
There's tentacles of fucking...
coming out of her
There's
mouth.
There's tentacles of quarter inch.
There's of tubes that are coming out of her mouth. And so they're flowing
out. Of a 50-foot... well, maybe like a 30-foot...
Something like that.
Giant...
She's
girl
tall.
With a big ol' ass.
She's tall, but she, you know, she looks stoic.
Amazon. Oh.
Sodomizing these girls.
And now she's going to stick her tentacle air pressure plugs into their assholes.
Look at that butt.
She's blowing up their asses.
Oh, she's
and now
loving
she's
it.
Laughing evilly. And now the song is going to start.
Oh.
And there's going to be a lot of asses.
That's the best thing ever to happen to cinema. Right here.
Bubble butt. Bubble butt. Bubble butt. Bubble butt. Bubble butt. Bubble butt.
I know. Come on, Doug.
It might have been the best thing I've
seen. I'm so happy that he's loving it. Look at, she's a disco ball saying bubble butt. It's awesome.
Bubble, bubble, bubble butt. Turn around, stick it out.
I think I hate everything about this, but I can't stop laughing.
Oh no. They're just shaking it.
Yeah.
Smoking Bubba Kush?
Yeah, I was waiting for it. It's about to happen.
So Duncan, first impressions on that video there.
That was terrifying.
It is. It's absolutely jarring.
Yeah.
While it's somewhat grotesque, it makes me horny.
The first thing
know,
I told Ty
dude.
When he showed it to me is like, my boner is scared.
Yeah. Look at this girl in the background of the still though. Like she's just creeping there, and
she's shaking it.
I don't know if I like.
Oh,
it.
She's the outcast. She's the one that wasn't allowed to be up in the front of the
front orgy there.
And so
the front scissor fest.
Yeah, so she's just she's thunder thighs. She is oof.
See, but at least she's proportionate.
She's got a gunt though.
She's got a bubble butt. But the thing is she doesn't just have a bubble butt. She looks like doesn't just have a big ass. She's a proportional size woman. Your fucking cat is killing me tonight.
This cat's ridiculous.
But yeah, so I don't know, man. Oh, it's so terrifying. Like I don't like it.
You do like it.
I
play more.
Don't think I like it.
Play more. Oh my god.
That is terrifying. That I don't
terrifying.
Like. That one's okay. That no.
These are just women expressing their like they want to dance and they have bubble butts.
Did you see how
Yeah.
And
did
it's beautiful.
I did.
It's beautiful.
Did you see how that moved?
That was cottage cheese shaking around
that
in a bag.
That was cottage cheese in a Publix bag or a Walmart bag being sloshed
look how happy
around
she is.
By
look
your
at,
grandma.
Look at her face.
And she's holding a cane. Because
she's so happy.
Down the street.
She's the Sheikra of Booty Shake.
Booty Shake. Oh, yeah. Oh,
butt. Oh, there's butts.
Right, no, that ain't bad. No, all right. There's some good butts in this video. They're not all bad butts.
No.
I know.
But this is... How many times have you guys watched this video?
I've definitely, in the last couple days, watched it like, you know, five or six times.
Yeah, seriously, not as much as him. I'll cop to that. Like, I would if I had.
I knew about it a while ago.
This guy's obsessed with it.
But I just recently watched the video, and then it's like kind of stuck in the back of my head.
I think he sent me the video
three
to eight times on Facebook, so, yeah.
I don't.
You're speechless.
I don't like it.
It's like a monster movie.
I like monster movies. Don't you fucking make monster movies have a bad name.
Speaking of monster movies. Dance celebration.
Did you know?
No.
Celebration.
That Godzilla is coming back.
Godzilla?
Okay.
This is serious.
Okay.
This is...
Now, hold on.
This is the real deal.
Hold on. Okay. That's fine. I'm excited and a little fanboy boner went up inside me. But what happened the last time we got fucking excited about a Godzilla movie? You tell me. Do you remember?
Puff Daddy and...
No.
It was the year 2000.
Yes.
Puff Daddy was involved.
It was a movie called Godzilla 2000.
That was the actual title, wasn't it? Yeah, you're right. And...
It was a heaping pile of shit. Dude, that... Okay. I will cop to the fact that I have watched the... early Godzilla movies, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, the first like Godzilla movie. Oh, so many times. And I'm pretty sure they were the shitty American ones because everything was in English. It's not like they were dubbed over.
Right.
It's funny because I do have a Godzilla expert that is now calling in.
All right.
Welcome, Sarah.
Hello.
Our Godzilla correspondent's calling in.
Hello, welcome to Godzilla Talk.
Everybody, welcome Chris to the show.
Oh, hello,
hey,
Chris.
Guys.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I needed somebody to clarify a lot about the whole Godzilla thing that's going on right now. Because Godzilla is apparently going to be coming back to U.S. screens. How do you feel about that? Yeah.
I'm excited about that. I think most Godzilla fans are. It's going to be huge.
Right.
I think it's going to be done right this time because
we all say
the whole
this.
Court is babysitting the whole thing so they can't mess it up like they did the last time with Matthew Broderick.
He should have won something for that.
He should have won getting slapped in the face for that and pissing me off. Because goddamn did that movie suck.
The thing is...
It's pretty bad.
I never really knew a whole lot about Godzilla until I met Chris, and Chris started telling me little bits of information that are really, really intriguing.
Godzilla nerds are special.
And Godzilla, yes. Godzilla's a different breed of nerd for sure.
Oh yeah.
But for instance, did you know there have been this, if they make this movie and this movie happens, this will be number 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, that this sounds about right.
30
about right.
movies yeah. of Godzilla. And
more than James Bond.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's Japan, dude. Of course it's more than James Bond.
And what was it, Chris?
Their work ethic is way better than Western civilization.
How many since the 2000
since
American
Godzilla's shit
bastardization, fest. You know, travesty yeah. that happened?
There have been six since the Matthew Broderick piece of shit in... I'm sorry, can I curse on your show?
Yeah.
No, you fucking can't curse on our show. What the fuck are you thinking?
It's all gone to hell.
Excellent.
Jesus.
That's good to know.
Fucking butt
yeah,
fucking
Christ. There have been six since the 1999 piece of shit disaster that happened, which, strangely enough, I actually liked when I first saw it. I was in a weird mood.
Well, no, the first time you see it, you're like, yes! And then, like, it dawns on you later. You're like, wait, that wasn't good.
No.
Yeah, I realized afterwards it was horrible.
Yeah, you have to. Painful. Well, like the initial, because I'm sure you were like me. You saw it in the theater, and you're like, yes. And then it came out on video, and you bought it, and then you watched it, and you were like, wait, what?
Wait.
No, actually,
it?
I have never bought that movie. I have vowed because I don't own every Godzilla movie. A lot of them are
it's
hard to find.
It's hard, yeah.
And I told myself that will be the very last Godzilla movie that I buy. So I will buy every movie until, and then I will get that one. That will be the end.
Right.
Which sucks because it's like on sale right now for $3. So I might as well, but I still won't do it.
It's a principle thing. I understand. I admire that in you. It's like, I don't know how, I get so worked up about remakes of movies and fucking franchises that I love. Like, I'm really upset about the RoboCop reboot.
Well, you should be.
I am.
I'm not happy with the trailer. I saw the trailer. I'm with you on that one. I'm disappointed.
I
have a RoboCop tattoo on my thigh.
Wow.
Like, I got a big fight. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't rub his dick.
Much.
He's got like fucking.
And I have Judge Dredd as well.
And
the
Tasmanian
one.
Devil on his ankle somewhere.
Hey, I'm not Scott
right.
Pataglia.
Yeah, he lost points there.
There's no Tasmanian Devil. There's a lot of inverted crosses and pentagrams.
But back
though.
To Godzilla, seriously.
Yeah.
It's amazing because they are, doing a Godzilla movie that is, what are we to think? It does seem like it's back to the old school Godzilla movie. It is.
Yeah, it's perfect. They got an independent director who only did like one other movie before, Monsters, which is amazing. If you guys haven't seen it, I highly recommend it.
That was all right.
And then
I saw that.
Yeah. And then they got Elizabeth Olsen, which I know people might not be on that bandwagon yet, but I love her. She's phenomenal.
It right sounds like you love her a little bit too much.
No, it's not even like that, okay? She's like, the first movie she did was a controversial cult flick about, religion and stuff, which I love. It's one of my favorite topics.
Okay.
What movie?
Yeah, what movie is that?
Martha Marcy May Marlene. It's a complicated, no one's seen it. Martha Marcy May Marlene, it's amazing. Got John Hawkes in it. Guy was nominated for an Oscar. He's great. But then she does Silent House, which is another controversial horror movie where the whole thing's supposed to be done in one take, but yet people leak things about how maybe it wasn't done in one take, and that even happened in the original that was made in Spain. So I like that she picked two rare, under the wire kind of tricky movies right out the gate, and now she's doing Godzilla. How can I not love this girl?
True.
All right.
Okay, then it's got Bryan Cranston, who I know you like.
Oh Jesus.
Well, yeah,
I have a boner for Cranston.
Cranston's amazing.
I want to party with him so bad. I do.
Yeah,
I'm
really loving
do.
That new season of Breaking Bad. Oh my god, I can't wait till the finale. I can wait. I don't want that show to be over.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I don't know if you heard, but we were just talking about how they are indeed they have greenlit the Saul Goodman show, the spinoff from Breaking Bad. That's going to be
Better
all.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, Better
of
Call
course.
Saul.
Bob Odenkirk.
So that
he does. I fucking love Bob Odenkirk.
I know.
So at least we have a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. We have something to look forward to,
That's cool. Actually, I hadn't heard about that.
That's happened today.
The new Godzilla, I think I have very, very high hopes for it. And as you saw earlier, they finally snuck a peek at what he's finally going to look like. And it's old school. They didn't screw him up like they did in the 1999 version. So I think it's going to be great. And he fights two monsters, which is critical.
Is it going to be a dude in a suit, or is it going to be CGI? Tell me
it's
going to be
sure
a dude in a suit.
I wish, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be CGI. I am pretty sure. Everybody goes that way nowadays. But yeah. I was hoping for the dude in a suit.
Because that's cheaper than a dude in a suit. No,
dude, I am a Godzilla fanboy to the core.
Yeah,
I grew up in a really small town, and the video store that we went to didn't have a whole fuck of a lot. So I, of course, being a nerd into sci-fi and horror, I watched every Godzilla movie that they had there, which was 7 or 8. And,
he's like a comic book character that people don't even realize. Like, if you're into comic books, you can be into Godzilla.
Oh, absolutely. Like, and if you're into monsters and monster movies and horror movies, you can be into Godzilla. Like, Godzilla is a real cross-genre thing. I fucking saw a thing online that's a painting somebody did of Cthulhu and Godzilla fucking fighting in the ocean. Oh, my God, it's awesome.
That would be a good match.
Great.
That fucking A.
Sure.
And like I love Godzilla, but I gotta pull for the Dark Lord on that one. But I mean it's a good fight.
I'm on the flying spaghetti monster side.
Oh man.
They have the Biollante is kind of similar to Cthulhu, if you know.
Yeah.
Cthulhu's got all those mandibles and tentacles. Biollante had the kind of the same thing. He was a great villain.
Yeah.
Hey, while I got you on,
Rodan, man,
Chris,
like a Godzilla.
Do you want to stay on the line? Do you want to stay on the line for a little bit of movie time? I got a movie I need to promote here.
Promote or destroy?
Yeah. Maybe a little bit.
Okay,
of
well, let's see what happens.
He didn't say yes. We're just gonna keep him on the line and
so wait.
Do that.
Okay, no. I had to think about it.
No, it's not your movie time anymore. Taking it back. I'm taking movie time back.
Like Porch Monkey, he's taking him. He's bringing
I'm
it back.
I'm taking it from
Take
you.
Porch Monkey.
You never have a movie time, so now I'm doing movie time.
I have a bunch of them.
Yeah, but they're all X-Files.
Yeah, nah, you just gotta ask.
This isn't actually something that I've seen, but something I kind of want to see, and I think Chris can kind of weigh in on this. This is a movie that's got a release date as of today, and this is kind of an interesting story because it's the movie you might have heard about that was shot illegally at Disney. It's
I know what you're talking about.
It's called Escape from Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
I have not heard of that.
Well, of course we have heard about this.
Yeah, well, it's kind of this. It's kind of a weird story because they shot it in both Disney World
and
Disneyland.
Yeah, they had to. I think they probably had to. Like once they got
booted from one or the other. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they've been booted from both now.
I'm sure.
Oh my God, that sounds awesome.
But it's actually a real, you know, movie that is coming out. It went to Sundance and it got a lot of recognition. And I have the trailer. They actually put out a trailer for the movie today.
Movie time is still up. I haven't seen the trailer yet. What is it with theme park movies coming out, man? Like, did anybody see
it?
The SeaWorld fucking movie?
No, the Blackfish. I really wanted to
see
that.
I watched it last night.
How was it?
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's not as horrifying
as you
might
think. Have you seen The Cove? How does it, like, you know, match
up? It's not nearly as terrible as The Cove. Well, I mean, terrible in, like, an emotional dolphin-killing way, but...
Yeah.
All right.
The Cove is pretty traumatic.
It wasn't bad, though.
It changed my life. No, I loved it. I keep trying to get people to watch it, and everyone's like, why would I want to be depressed? And I'm like, why are you afraid of an emotion?
You talking like, about The Cove?
Laughter,
Fear,
oh my God, yeah.
It's a good movie. Yeah, it's good. I'm sure, like you said, it's going to be just like that SeaWorld thing that's coming out.
That's what I got from Blackfish. I thought it was going to be similar.
Because I watched it yesterday.
Do you want to see the trailer for
Escape from
Tomorrowland is what it is?
Bad things happen everywhere. Especially here. I can't be happy all the time.
Something's wrong with Elliot.
Satan child.
There's something going on here. It's this place!
Gonna work right for the end game, probably. Inside my
head. You've got quite an imagination. Just like old WG himself.
Daddy, let's go home.
Oh, it's Escape from Tomorrow, not Escape from Tomorrowland.
Okay, sorry about that.
That would be an issue.
Yeah, no. How crazy is that? I mean, I know
that's wild.
Or the listeners can't see that, but the fact have you seen the trailer, Chris?
Sea Dog.
Chris, you still with us? No, he's not.
Anyway,
okay. Yeah, that is trippy, man. Like, it shows everything. Like, they're riding on Dumbo. They're riding on Big Thunder Mountain. They're at fucking Epcot.
Exactly. They got no permission to shoot this movie in the theme park.
Well, of course not.
In the theme park. And, you know, ugh, God.
That is ballsy.
It's ballsy as fuck is what it is.
Like, you can get away with that with at Six Flags Over Texas.
But it's funny, maybe, too, because they even use, their fireworks display to their advantage.
Yeah.
Like, it's part of the movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was worth bringing up.
I think that's crazy, man. Like, I think that's genius. And I mean, I obviously am all about fucking over the man, but wow, dude, that is nuts. I read about it, but it wasn't an in-depth article or anything, but now I need to look more into it.
Yeah, it's got a limited release in, I think, October 11th, I think is where it is. It's obviously not going to be in your AMCs or whatever, but it's...
No, but it'll probably be like the Tattoo Nation movie that plays at that one theater downtown.
Right. Or, you know, Enzion or something.
Yeah, Netflix.
Oh, God, what
else? Well, I bet that won't be on Netflix. They just signed a deal with Disney. Never mind.
Yeah. Did you see what it said, though, at the very beginning of the trailer?
Yeah, not approved by any audiences by the Walt Disney Corporation.
Exactly. Not approved by the Disney Corporation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, so I thought that was actually
pretty... How are they not getting fucking sued like a motherfucker?
There has to be some sort of,
they must have worked out a deal, because it's been around... I heard about this probably about a year ago.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And so they must have worked something out. And I know one of the biggest problems that they had was, of course, there's the licensing of the characters and all that stuff. But one of the biggest problems that they had was the BGM of Disney.
The background music?
Yeah, the background music was playing all the time in all their shit. And they couldn't get rid of it. And that was one of the biggest hang-ups. Like, there's some weirdness where they could have almost gotten away with it if they didn't have that.
Yeah.
So maybe they found a way to license that music or, you know, I don't know. But I know I heard about it a long time ago. So it sounds like the lawyers have been dealing with it to get this movie out there into some capacity. And I'm sure they've had to edit the fuck out of it.
I'm sure.
Well,
you know. But it's showing a dark side of Disney, and of course, you know, Disney isn't very cool with that.
No, I'm gonna look that shit up, because that is just absolutely crazy to me. Escape from Tomorrow.
Escape from Tomorrow. Yeah, guys, check out the trailer. It's gonna be all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. You really should. It's interesting. If nothing else, it's like not for theme park files, but.
Makes me happy.
Initial release January 18th, 2013. No.
Chris is saying that he needs to give us more information about Godzilla. So I don't know if we take the call or we save it for another week.
Well, you didn't get a chance to hang up on him, so you should call back so at least you have that opportunity.
All right, Chris. Yeah, go ahead and give us a call back. I'm not even sure if he's listening. He's one of these fans that I have to text while... That's why I'm...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know if he's listening. I don't know if he should... Jesus. Just call back. That's what I'm... Just call back. Bling. Fucking show.
They use guerrilla filmmaking techniques to avoid attracting attention, such as keeping their scripts on their iPhones and shooting on handheld cameras similar to those used by park visitors.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. You know, you're doing it.
After principal photography was complete, Moore was so determined to keep the project a secret from Disney that he edited it in South Korea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? Can't be that hard to keep a secret.
I mean,
about it though. With filming in the park these days, in any theme park around the world, and especially Disney, there's always eyes on you. But
they have cameras fucking
everywhere. But with cameras these days, you have these DSLRs that just look like they're point and shoot cameras,
right?
And I'm sure, they're getting wise to it. I get that, but. They're so discreet, and that's how they did it. You know, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
make it look like you're just
right.
Joe Schmo, you know, tourist, and go about it that way.
Exactly. I mean,
that's all you can really
do. That's pretty much how they were doing it. And
oh, it's Chris with
Godzilla Talk. Welcome back to Godzilla Cast.
Chris, we lost you. Chris, we lost you before without being able to talk about some of the real serious history of Godzilla, which, as you told me before, involves King Kong, which I never even knew.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people don't know that King Kong fought Godzilla, but what they didn't know is that there are, like, several things that have happened. It's kind of magical because King Kong was supposed to have his own movies, and somehow Godzilla worked himself into King Kong movies and dominated. So, like, there's always been that long history of who won the fight in the Godzilla King Kong movie. But, like, ultimately, true Godzilla fans, of course, we believe that Godzilla won that fight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there were two movies that were supposed to be King Kong movies that turned out to be Godzilla movies. So that just proves the point right there.
Yeah.
He was way more popular. How many King Kong movies are there?
Exactly.
Three or four. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, the so the, like, the first one. Yeah, that Peter Jackson Carlson started.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never been a
King Kong fan, rather, so I guess I'm not the person to ask when it comes to that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was always, I've seen King Kong several times, but it was never that big a deal to me.
I just never even knew Godzilla and King Kong had beef. I never even knew it was like that.
They're two big fucking mutant creatures, like.
Gotta throw down.
Yeah.
What's
America has always been trying to have the Godzilla monster. You know, they keep trying to recreate it and make their monster. Cloverfield was the last attempt.
Yeah.
And Owen, I think you remember we talked about this. Like, the reason why I believe Cloverfield monster did not survive as the American monster is because of the way he looked. You can look at Godzilla.
No, the character design of the Cloverfield monster was actually pretty shitty.
It was terrible.
It sucked, and you're absolutely right. It takes you back because
you could put like a shadow of Godzilla on the wall and people will recognize it.
Exactly.
If you put a shadow of the Cloverfield monster on the wall, nobody would know it that way.
Is that a crab?
It's the same reason that people love the fucking Xenomorph from the Alien movies. Like, it's an identifiable creature.
Fucking Stewie Griffin, man. Look at Stewie Griffin's shadow on the wall. Yeah. Everybody knows who that's Stewie, you know?
Good point. It just works. Good point.
There's things people that, you know, they identify with, and it's kind of silly, but it works, you know? Godzilla has stood the test of time, you know? Like, he's been around. Everybody knows who he is. But they had the original King Kong. It was supposed to be King Kong versus Frankenstein, if you can believe that.
Yep.
But they were going to make a gigantic Frankenstein monster that was made from, like, animals from Africa, like an elephant, a lion, and they were going to sew this all together. And then somebody realized how ridiculous it was. They just put Godzilla in the movie, and then it was a success. You know?
That's actually pretty awesome. You got any more random facts for us before we let you go?
There are three series of Godzilla. A lot of people don't realize that. They based them on who was running the country at the time. So you have the Showa series, which was the very first Godzilla series from 54 to 75, where they talked about, and it was like Godzilla, when he first started out, then it turns into the whole wrestling match Godzilla. They realized the success of that, and at the end of it, they started making Godzilla a hero, like, instead of a villain.
Yeah.
And people missed the real Godzilla, and that's actually the birth of Mechagodzilla, because people wanted to see him show up and destroy the city. So they had Mechagodzilla show up from outer space, but in the movie they thought that it was Godzilla destroying the city until he fought Anguirus, who was the first villain that Godzilla fights of all time, who became his friend eventually and couldn't believe that Godzilla was hurting him and ended up fighting back and took some of the skin off, and that's how people realized it was Mechagodzilla and not Godzilla.
Yep.
And that started that whole thing.
Because Mechagodzilla, hold on, because Owen doesn't know what the fuck, because Mechagodzilla originally looked exactly like Godzilla.
Yes, he was wearing Godzilla skin, so he looked just like Godzilla. So when people saw the movie, they thought they were watching Godzilla.
They didn't even put a mustache on him? I mean, come on.
Nope.
I would have put a mustache on him.
An eye patch or something.
Yeah, come on. Mohawk, yeah. Maybe?
Well, they wanted... he's already got a Mohawk. Godzilla. They wanted to see Godzilla destroy the city. They didn't see that for, like, six movies, you know? They were like, what the fuck? Where's Godzilla? So they put him in there for a little bit, and then it would turn out to be a robot. And they only did two more movies, and then it was over. And then the Heisei series, 1984, kicked off the return of Godzilla, and they brought him back as a villain. And from then on, he was a villain until he died, and they tried to finish him off when he fought Destroya. Destroya is coined as the actual monster who killed Godzilla. That's where, like, Godzilla was supposed to be dead. Destroya fought him, kind of like when Superman died. I don't even know who Superman fought, but I know he died.
Yeah, Doomsday. Doomsday.
And then the Matthew Broderick piece of shit came out, and the people in Japan were so furious, they had no choice but to release more Godzilla movies. So, and it actually worked out, you know? It's great. I'm glad that they put that movie out, because the Godzilla movies were probably dead. So it worked out that they made that.
I know the ones I was watching were, like, the ones in the 80s.
Oh, I gotta go back. I gotta start seeing these, because, like, they sound so fun to me.
I remember Godzilla and Mothra.
Yeah,
and
Mothra.
Yeah. And Rodan. Obviously, Mechagodzilla. Yeah,
don't be confused, because, like, he fought Mothra a few times.
Oh, I know.
And they have similar titles, so it, like, messes people up, because they did, like, Mothra versus Godzilla, and then years later they did Godzilla versus Mothra. They're like,
oh, wow.
They're like two different movies.
And I have seen
And that
both.
Happened with King Ghidorah. It's the same thing with him. It happened with Mechagodzilla, probably more than anything.
Yep.
Man, Chris, thank you so much for a little education on Godzilla. I didn't know it really was that expansive ever until I met you. And I've always...
Oh, you have no idea.
Dude, yeah, it's a big thing.
Well, we now at least have a Godzilla correspondent and kind of a... kind of a film correspondent as well. This guy's really, he sees a lot of, you see a lot of movies, don't you, Chris?
Oh, hell yeah.
So, it'd be good to ever talk if you got something to say about a movie, you know, a place where you can vent. So, you know, number, give us a call anytime, man.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. And anytime you want to talk more about those stuff, feel free to call me.
Absolutely. I'm sure he won't be interrupting anything. You have a good night, man.
All right, man.
Hang up on him.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I didn't get it, really.
You didn't really get it.
That was...
It's because it's too close to break.
Is that the first time I've not ever hung up? I mean...
Well, on somebody that's not me, maybe.
Maybe. All right, before we go to break, you guys asked about it because I mentioned it on the porch, but it's a story that kind of shake my world a little bit.
All right.
Oh.
And I didn't really know how to feel about it. Now, you guys have heard me talk about this Habib gas station.
Yeah, your Habib Mart.
My Habib Mart.
Right around the corner.
Down the street. And there, once upon a time, I may or may not have bought a glass piece from there or what have you. It's the sort of establishment that you have a glass rose.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting by the counter and individually purchasable razor blades and...
it's that kind of place.
It's that kind of place.
Gotcha.
So
it's your drug use superstore.
It's your drug use superstore.
Yeah.
Nicest Indian couple
owns
it.
They don't do the shit, but they are going to give the people what they want.
What they need. Supply and demand.
Yep.
I go in there today, get myself a 12-pack, and who's in there? This guy.
Puff Daddy.
Well, there's three guys. But one of them's kind of a ringleader. And it's like an Asian construction crew. Now, those games... that you get at every like fun spot type place or arcade where it's the quarter thing where you drop one in and they're going to pour over.
Push, right.
Okay. There was a gambling ring at the convenience store of Asian men.
I love it.
Smoking inside the store.
Yeah, because they're Asians.
Waving, and they're gambling.
Waving around money. Yeah. Just like that. Getting really angry. Playing
the tanga.
And I'm not.
Yeah, something like
playing
that.
Playing with the quarter machine. Now, what I don't understand is exactly what they were gambling on on top of the game itself.
Right.
The game is already a gamble.
Right.
It's the over-under of,
it's,
you know.
I bet you get 3 coins this time? Like, what are they doing? Like,
I don't know. You should have asked them.
I'm not talking. First off.
You should have asked them. I'm curious.
Do you want to go back? They're probably still there.
We could probably go check it out.
They're probably still there, dude.
Do they sell food there?
No.
Oh, well then.
No. I like food.
Is it time for break?
It's pretty close, I think.
Was my Asian gambling story pretty underwhelming?
Well, I thought you were going to say that, like, they were running a fucking pachinko parlor in the back and that they were fucking like...
Oh, you want some bok choy?
No, just like a whole bunch of Asians gambling or playing mahjong or whatever the fuck it is that they play. Like,
oh, they do all sorts of weird games.
They gamble
on
everything, dude. The Asians
love
to gamble.
What is it? What is
they
it
do
about
smoke
that?
While they gamble.
I don't know what it is. It's just,
I don't think it's the it's the Chinese. It's the Koreans and the it's more of them, right? It's I don't think it's the Japanese.
Oh, dude, the Japanese, there are tons of gambling machines in Japan.
Oh,
that's where
about
pachinko.
It too.
It's like they're little fucking. They're almost like slot machines, but they're not really slot machines.
Like
they're really flashy.
Well,
they're really.
What's that game that they play?
You're thinking of the Plinko on The Price Is Right. That's a different thing.
But
all together.
Didn't they have one on them? What was that clown that did that too?
That,
he had one of those.
You're thinking Bozo.
Yep, Bozo had
Bozo
one of those.
The clown, based out of Chicago. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Do you know him?
Do I know him?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I
hung out with Bozo.
I won the grand prize game, motherfucker. No.
Both of you know him, right?
Yeah. We spent time in his rape
thing. Hang out.
I smoked with Bozo a couple times. he had like the tear.
Who
like
are you again? You didn't talk the whole podcast.
I talk when I want.
Anyway, it is time for break.
We'll be back when we feel like it.
Feel like it's been long enough. What has it been?
2 hours.
4 hours, 85 minutes.
Wait. Jesus Christ. We have done a full hour and a bit.
Oh, bok choy.
Bok choy.
I'm going to bring back some old shit. Some friends of mine and ours and those of us in Orlando. I'm not even gonna make a joke. This is the Kidney Stones. So listen to them and their awesome Irish punk rock. Me, Duncan, and Ty are gonna go outside, grab a smoke, grab another beer, and we will be back with you for a very quick second segment. Thank you, and go fuck yourself.
Going on, man?
I know. Haven't used this one in a while. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the second segment of the Ono Radio Show, where things tend to get a little...
That's right. Well, you should also be glad that I recognize this, too.
Oh, I know. I feel like it's our kind of call to arms. I feel like it's our, what's that
song? The battle
song?
Cry?
Yeah, it's the battle cry. What's that song that wakes you up?
Reveille.
Reveille.
Yeah, that one. It's that's our Reveille.
Not to be confused with the shitty band by the name of Reveille.
Yeah.
Not them.
No.
Well, thanks to you know, our caller Chris for the Godzilla talk in the first
Godzilla
segment.
Cast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. We had a break and we sat down and, you know, really, really went over the issues to discuss the serious stuff that we need to, you know.
Yes, absolutely. We were definitely
that we need to address here on this program, Duncan.
Yeah. What did we come to, by the way?
I don't have a clue. I forgot it all.
Yeah, all right, me too.
So
that
boobs?
Failing us
boobs.
Boobs.
I guess it's back to good old videos. And,
well,
and
play
I
the
do
bubble
have
butt song.
And I do have
bubble
one
butt.
Play the bubble butt song.
I do have one, Duncan, that'll actually inspire you a little bit and give
is it
you
bubble butt?
Duncan Bubble
it
Butt
is.
Inspires us all. Ty. But I don't think this is the same sort of inspiration. Now, aww. Bubble Butt
is this gonna inspire
my penis.
Is this going to inspire the rage?
This one is actually going to inspire you to the fact that we're not maybe as bad as
some people are,
or bad off as we think we are as a nation, like as or as a society.
Oh,
I feel
you say
like
that.
Yeah. You say that, but in a way that makes
me think
you
I do,
don't believe
but
it.
I feel like this is a video of a father that actually has it together. And listen to this kid, because if you listen to this kid, something inside of you might actually like work. I don't know, like
work?
Bubble up. Like your heart might.
Do you
like,
think I? Are you insinuating
be,
that I do not I, have emotions?
I feel like your heart doesn't actually work. It just it's a valve that just pumps it through. It doesn't even you know actually beat. It just kind of is an overflow.
It's just open
it's just
season.
Yeah. It just kind of goes.
Well, it could be. It's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
So yeah, hear this. Hear me out here.
There's so much going on right now.
Boop. Wrong. How old are
you? Listen to these kids, birthday? Duncan.
December 10th.
And LeBron wants to share with you a very special gift he has of knowing the capitals of some of the countries in the world. Want to start in Europe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the capital of Ireland?
Dublin.
And the United...
Now, I know what you're thinking.
What am I thinking? What am I thinking, Owen? Because I wonder if it's actually what
know.
I am
I'm
thinking.
I'm quite curious.
How does this kid know so many countries about the world?
Well, first of all, he named off one.
Yeah, we only got through one, really.
Well, how's he going to really do it being so young?
Doesn't know.
And why are they both so bald?
That's what... That's
yeah. No, that's
those
totally...
Those are the issues.
Those
okay. I'm trying not to say that the dad is white and the kid is black.
I didn't really notice.
Yeah, I was trying not to get... Who gives a shit?
How do you know it's his dad?
It's obviously his dad, by
you
the way.
Know.
This kid. I think it says
O-Pair-Pa.
It in the title, asshole.
It's O-Pair-Pa.
Oh, I hate you, Ty.
The kingdom?
London.
How about France?
Paris.
And Germany?
Berlin.
How about Iceland?
Berlin.
Reykjavik.
And Sweden?
Stockholm.
Norway?
Oslo.
And how about Finland?
Helsinki.
Mm-hmm. And how about Switzerland?
Bern.
Mm-hmm. And how about Austria?
Germany.
Well, it's a neighbor of Germany. What about...
How old would you say he is? I mean, he's not older than five.
No.
No.
Probably not.
He's 4 or 5 years old,
yeah.
Something like that. And this kid...
Yeah, knows
by
his
this,
shit. Yeah.
He knows his shit. I don't know near as many as these as he goes on to do. And we can let it go.
Vienna.
Uh-huh. And how about Italy?
Rome.
Mm-hmm. What about Spain?
Madrid.
And Portugal?
Lisbon.
How about the Czech Republic?
With Prague.
Yep.
Prague.
And what about if we move kind of down toward Asia? What about Turkey?
Manila.
Oh, no, Turkey. Turkey, we're going to go.
Ankara.
Uh-huh. What's the biggest city in Turkey?
Istanbul.
Yeah. And maybe we'll go down toward the Middle East. What about Iraq?
Baghdad.
Uh-huh. And Jordan?
Amman.
Yep. And what about Yemen?
Sana'a.
Yeah. And is...
That dude could be black, too. You don't know. He looks kind of black.
Is he an albino black dude?
He could be.
I don't know. That's a cool. Smart kid.
Yeah.
No, I think that's actually, you know, kind of inspiring to see that every once in a while. A kid, you know, and his dad.
I was that kid.
I
don't
know.
With
that. With so much shit on YouTube that's so negative, it's nice to see.
I hate YouTube. I only use YouTube for music videos and that RoboCop Kickstarter thing again, but...
everything is linked through YouTube at this point.
I know, but like I try to only watch music videos.
I don't use it as a source.
I
to see what YouTube.
What's going on YouTube? What's the most popular video on YouTube today?
Don't care about that.
No, and nobody should.
But I did exactly that to find this clip.
Of course you did.
And it is it's Vince Gill. Have you ever heard of him? He's a country,
country guy. I've worked for Vince Gill a couple times.
Now, we all have a distaste for the Westboro Baptist Church,
yes,
correct?
I hate those fucking
dudes. We all hate it. Now, I'm not going to say I'm by any means a Vince Gill fan, but I may have softened to him just a tad after I saw this
Vince
clip.
Gill, for those of you that don't know, is a country artist. He's been around for a while.
He loves Jesus. He's from the heartland. Was that a good Vince Gill?
No.
Is that not a good?
Probably not.
I have no point of reference.
No, okay. I don't think that was good.
But I'm going to say it was terrible.
Vince Gill, what in the world are you doing out here?
I just came to see what hate looked like.
Well, more importantly, what are you doing?
So essentially what's going on is Vince Gill, this is all taped by a person from the Westboro Baptist Church, which those are the guys, the God hates fags, fucks, you know?
Yep.
And Vince Gill comes outside. They're protesting one of his concerts for something he said. And he comes outside to basically call bullshit.
Yep.
And this is, you know, what the Westboro Baptist Church is actually promoting. This is one of the videos, like, I think they have purposely leaked this. This is not something that's...
Right.
Like, look at Vince Gill.
Yeah.
So check him out. He kind of comes off as a bit of a badass.
With another man's wife.
I came out to see what hatred really looked
Don't
like
you know
in the face.
Don't you know that divorce plus remarriage equals adultery? Jesus Christ
Don't you
said
know
that.
You fuckers are lucky.
Jesus
that
Christ
you
said
have
that.
A sign.
Don't you know that you fuckers are lucky?
Yeah, I think he's got a cigarette in his hand too. All
right, let me go back a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Jesus Christ said
that. You fuckers are lucky.
Jesus Christ said
that. You don't have a sign.
No.
That says something about my wife.
Jesus Christ said.
Basically, if you had something that was that derogatory about my wife, I'd be beating you down.
Exactly what he's saying.
That.
Did he? You know what else he said?
He said
a lot of stuff about forgiveness, about grace. You guys don't have any of
that.
How are you
going
to get over that big hurdle that's in front of you? I'll tell you.
I've seen you on TV, man. You're a big dipshit. You know that, don't you?
How awesome is that? I've seen
you,
you
know
on
that,
TV.
Don't
you? You're a big dipshit. You know that, don't you?
It's like you
and
know
he gets right
dipshit.
In his face, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to fight this old man.
No.
He'd probably...
He's not even that old.
He's not. He's not. And he's a musician.
You think? You know, I'm way out here. I don't care what you think.
Okay, well, good. This is great. Yeah, this is my duty.
Who are you calling there? You calling Michael? Good boy? Are you guys Phelpses? Are you guys like the C team?
That's the last thing he says on the clip is, are any of you Phelpses, as if to say, are any of you even
part of
really,
the real, yeah,
the you know, part of them. Oh, no, you're the C team, you know, yeah. Which they,
not even the B team.
Yeah,
that's what's great.
Right.
But doesn't that make you feel so much better about Vince Gill? Mm. Like, if you ever needed.
Vince Gill has paid me before. I have nothing bad to say about Vince Gill.
I think we need to be the number one Vince Gill supporting podcast. I feel like
I think that we're not based out of Nashville, so that's going to be hard to do.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I got a Vince Gill
crew
shirt.
I feel like Vince Gill is going to be scumbag-orific in about 3 years, and he's going to want to do this. He's I'm telling you right now.
You think he's on the downward slope?
I think
he's gonna wanna.
Yes, I do. I feel like we need to get behind Vince Gill now.
Vince Gill.
Vince Gill.
Vince Gill. Talk about Vince
Gill.
He's a Vince. He's a Gill.
He's a Gill. He's a Vince. He's a Fishville Gintz.
He's doing country shit and beating down churches. Yeah.
Man, you're really bad at rapping, Ty.
Yeah, that was a good flow. Turn up my snare.
My snare.
I feel flow. Like...
Turn up my snare.
Notice how I pulled out the fish reference there. I feel like he does fish a lot. I feel like Vince Gill...
Might be a fisherman?
It's kind of an ironic name.
Maybe.
The fact that he fishes.
Could very well be.
I like fishing.
But...
God damn.
Gills have... Fish have gills, and his name is Vince Gill.
You want to hear a fun fact about Vince Gill?
And
you're just putting this all together.
It's a big mystery.
He's won 20 fucking Grammy Awards.
20?
More than any other male country music artist.
All right. You know what we need to do? Celebrity net worth. Vince Gill. I want to know how much he's worth.
Are you looking it up?
I'm going to do it.
All right.
Celebrity net worth. You know about this site, right?
No.
You can find any celebrity's net worth.
Oh, based on their taxes?
I don't know how they do the fucking math. I don't know.
It's like, based on something, fucker. I don't know.
I guess it's on their tax returns.
I'll give them a cool five. 5 mil. I think it's low.
Five mil
for Gill.
Five Gill.
I don't know. I feel like you might be worth more than that.
All right. Vince Gill net worth. Here we go. I got it. Hang on. Oh, wow. Duncan, what do you think?
I'm going to say closer to 20.
16 million.
Boo.
Net worth at 16 million.
Yep.
You ain't country.
Not bad.
It's all right.
That ain't bad. Got any other net worths you want to find out while I'm here?
No, because it's just going to piss me off.
I mean, I'm just telling you, we can find out more net worths.
No, it's totally okay. I don't want to know.
Who's Penny Lancaster?
I don't know.
Apparently she's worth $20
million. Whoever that bitch is.
Oliver Hudson, you know who that is?
What?
He's worth $10
million. Where are you pulling this list out of your
book? Horace Grant, remember him?
I do remember him.
He was an Orlando Magic basketball player. Guess how much Horace Grant is worth?
He was the Chicago Bull as well. And
he was a four-time all-defensive team selection and won the NBA championship 3 times. He signed with the Orlando Magic in 1994 and enjoyed moderate success, reaching the NBA Finals in 1995. He was traded to the Seattle Supersonics in 99.
Yeah.
And then to the Lakers, and then he died. He didn't really die, but no, he's worth $35 million.
That's because he saved
Horace
his money.
Horace Grant.
Yeah, dude. Horace Grant saved his money. He was a workhorse dude. He won, won championships with Chicago.
You guys weren't here, but when I was a kid growing up in Orlando, we would go to, you know, like downtown Disney, and, you know, we lived kind of in this area that we would go enough as a family to your freer attractions that Disney offers, right? On the way there, there's a water tower that usually has Mickey ears. Mm-hmm. It's a Mickey. Mickey.
Right.
It's not far from MGM or what used to be MGM. Now what?
Hollywood Studios.
And it was this, you know, it's a water tower with Mickey ears.
Yeah.
Well, at the time, Horace Grant was such a big deal because he had these goggles.
The goggles, of course.
And they put the goggles
on the
Mickey
tower.
Tower.
That's awesome.
And it was a huge fucking thing. Man.
It's kind of awesome.
Now he's worth $35 million, guys.
He saved his money.
Look up MJ. See what MJ's at.
Yeah,
what?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan's
worth?
With his
whole gambling ups and downs.
Yeah, divorce and whatnot.
I mean, Michael I grew Jordan. Up through, like, when
oh,
the Bulls
the heyday
were crazy,
of the Bulls, dude.
That
yes.
was my jam.
Yeah,
I was
too.
There. I was outside of Chicago. Like, yep. I
was right there, too, bro.
Dude, that was my...
What's Michael Jordan? Did it just make you mad? Did it just piss you off?
I don't think he'll ever run out of money, but...
just theoretical. Just guess.
Oh, it's
just
over 100.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably close to, like, he's
I'm 650 million dollars.
That's the man right there, dude.
Talk about MJ.
Now, hold on.
650
million
dollars.
Now, look up LeBron James. See what that little cock smoker is
look
worth.
Look that shit up. He's not up to Michael, though.
No, not he's yet. Not. He shouldn't ever be.
But, dude, his contract... Yeah, we'll see. Oh, LeBron.
LeBron's over 100, I'm sure. No?
Wow. Very unimpressive in comparison.
Yeah?
How much is LeBron James worth? They say $110 million.
Mm-hmm.
Annual salary of $16 million. So
pretty solid.
Annual salary of $16
yeah,
million.
I think I could handle the annuals, but that's still not Michael Jordan $650
million. Right.
But
you could knock off, look, if he gets paid,
that's all that
16,
Space Jam money, man.
$16 million. Space Jam money.
Space Jam money.
McDonald's money. Nike
yep.
money.
Nike money for sure.
It's all the endorsements. It's not what he made in the NBA. It's what he made after.
Yeah.
Really?
Because back in those days, the contracts weren't that out fucking outrageous as they are now.
It's not like David Beckham.
He was a crazy gambler, though. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. But.
Well, now he. Well, he owns. Doesn't he? He owns the Wizards, right?
He did. I don't think he
did
does
he sold
anymore.
It again? Or,
but
no, all right.
He did.
He sold it again. Yeah.
He might. I don't know.
I'm sure we could look
We're
up.
We're such good sports commentators. Yeah. Anybody else that we want to get on net worth?
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
It's just going to be sad.
He's getting broke.
Yeah, he is getting broke. That's why he's in TNA. Vince McMahon.
It's going to be like less than Duncan Fisher.
That's pretty fucking low right now, man. It's pretty... He makes less than I do at the factory. Oh, my God.
He makes probably about... Seriously? He probably makes... When he's at the factory, he probably makes about the same as you.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hang on. Hulk Hogan. Hang on. Here we go.
Click.
I wouldn't complain. $5 million.
Hulk Hogan. That's not Thunder in Paradise money, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not.
Because that didn't make any money.
Oh. Check this out. It basically says here, remember the divorce
yeah.
with Linda?
Oh, she fucking cleaned him out.
He lost 70%.
Pew.
So he was around $30 million oh. before the divorce. Now he's worth $5 million.
He lost 70%?
Yes.
How did that work out? Why did he do that?
Because he She's did a no, he had a sex tape.
Yeah.
That was
but that was after the fact.
Oh, was that after?
Yeah. And that was a setup
maybe,
by Bubba.
Was some other girl that looked exactly like his daughter.
He was banging a chick that did look exactly like his daughter, which was
weird.
And his daughter is now engaged to a Dallas Cowboys player.
Oh, really?
Yep.
She looks like a man. Well, she looks like
she has,
the Hulk.
Yeah,
so.
She looks like a female Hulk.
Yeah, I can't do it. God damn it. One more video before we go, I think.
Okay.
And then I think we're... No, I think this has been a good show.
Yeah. I agree.
Boobs.
Unless you guys have anything.
We never have anything.
I know you don't.
Although Ty did contribute Bubble Butt.
Bubble Butt.
That's terrible. It's going to haunt my fucking dreams.
Dude, you're
going
to watch it again
I'm
later.
Not going to watch
and
it ever again.
And you're
going
to love it.
Nope.
Hey, look what's on. Oh.
Not watching.
Oh, you should... Come on, dude. Just get your eyes involved.
No.
Duncan.
Get your eyes involved in this.
I'll sell it.
This is going to change your life.
It's not going to. No. If I let it. I don't want to let it.
Look at her flying. She's flying to the rescue with that crazy bubble butt. She's going to help these sluts that aren't sluts enough. Like, oh, I'm
She's
a slut.
Gonna
How do
slut
I be
up.
Sluttier? Oh, I'll get this crazy bubble butt.
Check this out. This is how you really get the slut on.
She eats one of them in the end. It's awesome. Oh, my God. Get in that booty.
Yeah, get
sodomy.
It. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Kelsey might like this because of the tentacle factor.
Yeah, you should watch it with Kelsey later and just see what happens after that.
Stop it.
Teresa really wanted to watch it, remember?
She did.
She was all
she
about
was into it.
It
and then
I
you
purposely
showed up.
Asked Teresa as I was showing her on the porch.
Oh my God.
I had to ask her to stop it so that you didn't see it before the podcast, Duncan.
Best thing ever. Look at the guy.
Look at his face.
Show the world.
Just look at his face.
You know you love it.
The disco head
there.
Ball.
Yeah, the disco head ball is definitely on par.
We're getting one. I mean, we're getting one. I don't know how we do that, but we're getting a disco head ball.
I'm completely in. I will help manufacture these disco head balls.
It needs to
pantomime whatever song is going on.
Whatever song is playing, it needs to,
I don't like this.
Yeah, it's going to sing.
You do like it. Don't
when we're doing
like
a show,
it.
It'll be spinning, and it will...
One of each of our faces?
Yeah.
Yes.
It will be talking to you in every
GIF we ever make.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
This thing is terrifying. Why would you...
It's the scariest music video of all time.
Keep playing it. Why do you keep pausing it?
Okay. We're ending the show on this. I'm sorry.
Oh.
You gotta
let it go. Yeah.
I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna bubble butt it the rest of the way.
That girl in the middle, she's looking at me like crazy
she's
sexy.
She's looking at you. Looking at you. She's
looking right at me.
For Ty.
She's like, I know what you're doing. What's up? Oh. Disco head ball. Disco head ball. Shaking booties. Booties all shaking. It's a lot of butt. It's a lot of butt. Look at that butt.
Damn, that's ridiculous.
It's causing earthquakes. And she's so happy. I love how happy she is. She's like, I'm showing the world.
And I like how it gets all Cirque du Soleil for a second.
It does.
And my penis is just so scared right now. It's
Oh, mine's
it's
far away.
It's terrified.
Mine's right next to me, really. I don't know where yours went, but... And that girl's got a skinny butt, but she's still shaking it all crazy.
That's where they lost me. All right, guys. This has been another edition of the UNO Radio Show. It's probably been one of the more ridiculous shows we have ever done. I think we're really losing our edge. I think we need to shut this thing down.
No.
I think the whole thing's, you know, gone off the rails, and it'll never, ever come back. And honestly, you know, Duncan's going. So
the best video ever.
We're never gonna have it again.
Oh, this is horrible.
So what it needs to happen is the show needs to go out on a bang.
Look at that right there. Look at that. There it goes.
And that's why we have booties. God damn it, Ty. I'm going to have to deal with you while Duncan's gone.
Yep. So it's going to be all bubble butt all the
time. It's going to be all bubble butt. It's going to be Scott Sessions dropping by, basically threatening to kill me every once in a while.
Probably. See, that girl's tits were definitely more entertaining.
Don't make me call Wolfgang, Duncan.
Oh, he'll fall asleep, dude.
He will probably do that. I've seen him do it.
Anyway, we do have a future to the show. Bubble butt. Turn around, stick it out, show the apparently world. It's
oh, that girl's butt just exploded into confetti for everybody to enjoy. And that girl with the breasts, she is awesome.
Uh-oh.
Oh, see, they ate my favorite girl too. It's crazy.
It's butt cast.
Why would she?
She ate that shit to make her butt fly again.
Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening, guys. It's been a fun one.